Welcome to this new episode of Reimagine, the podcast program by the GSR Foundation about innovation on publishing and reading.
In this new episode of Reimagine, our invited guest is Enrico Turrin, the Deputy Director of the European Federation of Publishers, who presents the main results of the study that the FEP commissioned to GFK in order to understand the impact of the leading position of electronic books from the perspective of the publishing sector. This research is focused on the Swedish, French, and Italian market, along the lines of a similar survey already conducted in Germany by the same company.
Hi, everybody. I'm very thrilled to be here, only 6 months since the last time, and I'm really glad that this starts looking like a regular appointment for me, because it's always a great pleasure. I'm here to kickstart this discussion by doing one of my favorite things, that is presenting some data. I'm an economist, I love data, and I love throwing around data. You can believe or not the data, but it's nice to play with. And in particular, in this case, I'd like to take a look at the impact of e-lending on book purchasing habits in Europe. In the spirit of, as José Manuel said, cooperation, our point, we're going to show that e-lending has an impact on book purchasing, which is for me a call for precisely cooperation between publishers and libraries, and also, of course, booksellers and authors. We're all part of one ecosystem, and the main message is that anything we do should take into account everybody's needs and be as beneficial for everyone as possible. So, we, just briefly, I'm from the Federation of European Publishers. We represent publishers, national associations of publishers of books, learned journals, and educational materials from 28 countries in Europe, from 29 different associations in 28 countries. We cover pretty much the whole of Europe. We invite the Ukrainian Publishers Association to be our special guest, given their dramatic situation. And what we did a few months ago was to commission GFK, the market survey company, to do a study on a behavioral study, so surveying users of digital lending services around Europe, in particular in this case in three countries, Sweden, France, and Italy, to assess the impact that e-lending had on their book purchasing behavior, and also to have bit of an idea of the profile of the people who use e-lending services. We were inspired by an analog study and a similar study that was carried out in Germany 3 years ago on behalf of the German Publishers Associations, and which caused the thing to disappear, which raised some concern in publishers because they noticed that, among other findings, that there was a clear negative impact from the use of e-lending on book sales. So we wonder whether this was the case also in other countries. And we selected these countries where they have more or less some sort of tradition, more or less recent, more or less deep on e-lending. So I'll give you a few really data points on what the main findings of this study where, and then I will add from the supply side what we have been able to collect about the ebook sales and ebook accesses through libraries, again, in the last few years in those and a few more countries. So, to begin with, we see Sweden, France, and Italy, the proportion of borrowers. Some people borrow, most people borrow, of course, both print and audio. Some people, most people borrow still mainly print books and physical audiobooks. There's a significant proportion of people who borrow both, and then a few people borrow only in digital. We can notice, most of all, that Sweden is quite advanced, more than any other country, in the use of digital services, with almost 20% of people who borrow only in digital. Then, the profile of digital borrowers. We, GFK found out that on average, digital borrowers are slightly more affluent, so they have a higher income than the average population in each of the countries. Another interesting thing that you can see, if you like playing around with figures, that is obviously in Sweden, a lot more people earn more than 4,000 euro per month than in France or Italy, where like most people can dream about earning more than 4,000 per month. That's sort of a side effect of our findings. But broadly speaking, people who borrow books digitally are slightly more affluent than the average population in the countries surveyed. At the same time, digital borrowers are also on average a bit more educated than the average population. Then, very interesting and also good to see, users in all the three countries surveyed are very satisfied with the existing e-lending opportunities. More than 70% of users in Sweden, more than 80%, around 90% in France, and clearly more than 80% in Italy. And by the way, the remaining are not dissatisfied. The majority of the remainings are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. So the existing models for the users for the time being are very satisfying, both in terms of the selection of titles and of how up-to-date the catalog is, which is comforting because it means that more or less we're getting things right. Then coming to the big question, what impact has the use of e-lending had on your book purchasing habits? Here came something at the same time surprising in a way and a bit concerning as well. We expected that the impact would have been clearer on the purchasing habits of e-books, whereas actually more respondents declared that because they're using e-lending, they're buying fewer print books. That was quite unexpected, although afterwards we kind of reflect that it might be, and it looks like, getting a sort of habit of borrowing digital books somehow triggered, accelerated a migration of people from reading in print to reading in digital. The thing is that altogether we notice a negative impact on purchasing habits. So we have 45% of respondents in Sweden who, since they use e-lending, purchase fewer print books or no longer buy print books. The percentage is 36% in France and 37% in Italy. So that's quite significant. Whereas you see that the amount of people that purchase fewer e-books, while significant, is not as big as that in print. So there is an overall reduction, but also a sort of migration from print to digital, apparently triggered by the use of e-lending. Might as well, but it could be just as simple as the fact that people get a taste for reading in digital this way and end up altogether buying fewer books in print and more or less having a neutral impact or only slightly negative impact on their purchasing habits with ebooks. Then, interesting to notice, but for you it's below the armchair, is that in Sweden, 16% of respondents say that they never actually bought ebooks. 13% in Italy, in France, and only 3% in Italy. It could well be that in Sweden, e-lending started so early that some people never felt the need to actually buy e-books because library services were very good and present since the very beginning. Here we compare the previous results with the results in Germany, which were even more concerning for publishers because there, not only did 45% of respondents declare that they were buying fewer or no longer buying print books, but 46% had the same negative impact on their purchasing habits on ebooks. But since this is just one side of the story, we wanted also to have a look at what's happening on the market from the supply side. It's, by now you will all know it, you've heard it a million times. It's not easy to get information on the ebook market anywhere, and don't believe anyone who tells you the contrary, unless they have a very narrow, specific view on a certain situation. We did what we could, and this is the result. For example, 2017 to 2020, here you see ebook sales in blue, because again, the legend is below behind the armchair. So in blue, you see the sales. In red, you see loans. There's an obvious COVID effect in 2020. Another thing that we see is that where sales were pretty much flat until there was a small hitch in 2020, plus 13%, loans have been constantly on the rise, and COVID kicked a jump of 44%. So in the last 3 years, sales have increased, well, in the 3 years up to 2020, sales were up 16%, but loans were up 75%. In France, we have very detailed information on a lower scale, but loans were up 80% in 2020. Again, COVID effect. And I can no longer use the armchair as an excuse now. Thanks. And but the same year, turnover was up only 16%. In Italy, on the one hand, you see the proportion of loans is still relatively small compared to sales, but the dynamics are completely the opposite. That's shocking, I know. So sales going a bit up and down, but with a downward trend in the last 4 years. But loans, apart from 2021, clearly going up with an amazing result in 2020, plus 106%. So that in the last 4 years, sales have been down almost 30%, whereas loans, digital loans, have been up more than 200%. And finally, a snapshot of the German situation last year, where accesses to ebooks through loans represent 45% of all ebooks read by people, or at least accessed by people in the country. So we're talking about units. But at the same time, they represent only 6% of publishers' turnover from the sales of ebooks, which is a reason that has German publishers, to some extent, I would say, concerned. And this is also a very good segue, because Christian Schumacher-Gebler will now dig deeper into the German situation, how it all started, and what German publishers and authors are doing, as I said before, to stimulate cooperation and make it so that these kind of services are actually beneficial for everyone. So with this, I'm done playing with data. I hope you enjoyed it, or at least as much as I do, and thanks for your attention.